Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Setting the Record Straight. This is your program host, Brenda K. Sanders. Good evening. I'm glad you joined the program this evening. I really appreciate you taking the time to tune in to this broadcast. Sorry, I'm a little hoarse today. There's a lot going on. I'm just looking at my own Facebook page today. There's a lot going on. The first thing I want to say about this broadcast is I have published my first book, and the name of the book is Legally Speaking, a Guide for the Layperson Who Wants to Practice in a Courtroom. During my tenure as a judge at the 36th District Court in Detroit, Michigan, I would encounter so many improper, we call it, in Latin, impropria persona. I have encountered so many litigants who represented themselves in the courtroom. And it can be a frustrating experience if you are not patient with litigants that represent themselves. Actually, I have found improper litigants to be quite effective in representing themselves. And what I did, I wrote a book about it. It's a book of, some stories that I have experienced in the past, but just some cues, some tips about what you should look for if you decide to venture into a courtroom setting to represent yourself. The other aspects of the book are dealing with things that are dealt with legally with forms like probate or bankruptcy, and just a few tips. It is important that you be educated when you go into the courtroom in a proper capacity. It can be frustrating even for that litigator, but I've had some successful litigants that were proper litigants, and they were most convincing, most passionate about their own causes and their own interests. And I even allowed my flesh to get the best of me and tried to rush them along in most instances. But when the evidence was all put on the record and listened to, it was a lot. There were a lot of opportunities and cases where pro-per litigants won their cases. And so it is a useful book for that purpose. It gives some advice. I said in the front of the book that some of the tips and advice that I gave in the very beginning of the book is advice that I used to give when I was sitting in Michigan and sitting across from a client from in a desk. And that desk value of some of that advice would be thousands. I mean, even to retain me for a traffic ticket sometimes would cost $1,500, and I rendered the same advice. So it is something like that kind of a kind of self-help guide when you're in those situations. It is not, I did not put all of the information, but it's a good bit, a broad aspect of each situation, and there are varying situations in the book. And so I invite you to Amazon.com. The book is being featured there, and you can purchase it there for $11.95. And like I say, when compared to the legal fees that I would inherit for rendering such advice and tips, it is a small amount to pay. And the person that self-litigates will certainly, I believe, appreciate the book. It's, and then there are some examples of some of the situations that I encountered both personally and as a litigator in the book that are, you know, just kind of entertaining. We see TV shows, legal shows every day on the internet, and I'm not on the internet, I'm sorry, on TV. And my law school, former law school colleague, Judge Greg Mathis, and some of the other judges that are on TV, we see what goes on in the courtroom, and it can be quite entertaining. And we sit and look at those things all day. Well, some of the book is about those situations that I personally experienced, and it's kind of interwoven in with the other kind of advice or tips that I give in the book. I think they will be, the book is both informative and entertaining and covers some of my years as a practitioner in the courtroom. And as you can see, it is something that we can't take our eyes off of. And like I said, we look at it every day. I think Judge Judy is the number one talk show host in the country. And I don't know who deemed her a talk show host, but she's in the talk show host category. And she has been considered the number one talk show host. So somebody's looking at her and sitting through these many, many shows. We see it in divorce court as well. And I can't think of the judge's name now, but we see it in divorce court. They go in and represent themselves. Some of them give themselves away or give their case away by admitting to things maybe they should not admit to. But again, in those shows, and that's what I wanted to say, those shows are not real courtroom situations. They are kind of quasi-courtroom type situations where the rules of evidence are suspended, the hearsay rules suspended. And so they can kind of just move along telling their story, representing their own interests, and those things are suspended. And I have seen some of the cases, and it's amazing where some of those cases go. I mean, it goes to what were you doing in 19 or 2014 to what you were doing in 2003. Those are very, very expansive rules there that they allow. And that's because, like I said, it's more like an entertainment venue rather than real courtroom action or operation. The other thing I learned about those judge shows is that, I almost forgot what I was just about to say. Oh, I've learned that they actually go to actual courtrooms seeking the litigants, courthouses rather, seeking to find some of the litigants, asking them to come on the show, and they sign something that they'll say that whatever binds, whatever the decision is binding, and that they will accept it. So if the judge finds, for instance, $2,500 for the plaintiff, I understand. I don't know if this is a correct understanding of what that award will be given to that plaintiff by the show. So it's just like, let's make a deal or something where they give away prizes and give away money on the internet. And I keep saying internet, on TV. And so, but you just don't see all of the agreements that go on behind the scenes. But the deliberation is, I believe, real by the judges, and the testimony is real. I don't believe any of those cases, I don't believe either one of them or any of the cases, rather, are made up. I believe they're all real, and they are all extracted from real courtroom situations. And so I have come on this program to promote my book today, and I am asking you if you will support me in that regard and go to Amazon.com to pick up a copy of Legally Speaking, A Guide for the Layperson Who Wants to Practice in the Courtroom. Hopefully you will have no problems if you wish to there on that website. If you do, you certainly, I'm probably going to keep tabs on a daily basis. You may email me at bks1233@outlook.com if you should have any problems, or notify amazon.com about the problem. Well, I thank you again for tuning in to the broadcast. You may go to the link at blogtalkradio.com /setting the record straight if you wish to view an archived broadcast of this episode or any other episode on the show page. Thanks again for listening. Have a good evening, and talk to you next time.